This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. At this time of the year, there's a lot of hockey going on. The Roseau County Museum was recently given a book for its collection by Jim Stordahl. The book is called Tourney Time and has short stories about each of 75 years of Minnesota boys hockey tournaments. It was written by David Levac and L.R. Nelson and includes statistics and interesting facts about each year's championship. The story about 1959 by L.R. Nelson was called Sleeping Giant, with the subtitle Roseau Power Forward Larry Stordahl Almost Dozed Through Semifinal Game. Here's the start of it. Larry Stordahl preferred to do his sleeping at night. As a veteran of multiple state tournament trips, the standout Roseau forward had a trusted, proven pre-game routine. Afternoon naps weren't part of it, but a good night's rest had been hard to come by during the first few days of the 1959 tourney. An unfamiliar bed and loud big city surroundings contributed to his fitfulness. By Friday afternoon, the worn-out Stordahl decided a quick snooze would leave him refreshed and ready for that night's semifinal showdown with International Falls. So Stordahl shut off the lights and closed the curtains in his room at the St. Paul Hotel, stretched out in his bed, and settled into a deep sleep. As Roseau's student manager, Jackie McDonald tended to many of the team's behind-the-scenes tasks. He filled water bottles, he taped sticks, he washed uniforms, he folded towels. Before every game, it was his job to rouse players from their hotel rooms, then help herd the stragglers across the street and through Rice Park to the St. Paul Auditorium. McDonald was good at his work. He made his rounds with efficiency. He pounded on doors with authority. He checked and double-checked each player's room diligently. On this evening, however, Roseau was minutes away from hitting the ice for warm-ups, and Larry Stordahl was nowhere to be found. The first tremors of panic began to reverberate in the Rams locker room. International Falls had become an annual state tournament opponent for Roseau, the winner of the All-Northern Team Showdown capturing the state title each of the previous 2 years, International Falls in 1957 and Roseau in 1958. Beating the Broncos was a difficult task under the best of conditions. Beating them without a player with the skills and stature of Stordahl shoved the degree of difficulty to the edge of impossible. Stordahl, a junior, was an irreplaceable component on Roseau's top line. On one of the most prolific scoring units in state history, he was the left wing. Brother Jim Stordahl, a senior, was center, and junior Don Ross was the right wing. Jim Stordahl was the playmaker. Also, the star quarterback on the Rams' undefeated football team, he excelled at reading defenses. He took pride in the fact that he was given the freedom to call his own plays, and he always solicited feedback from his teammates. We had a playbook from our coach, and we would go over the plays before a game, Stordahl said, but after that we talked it over in the huddle and called our own plays. Stordahl played center the same way he played quarterback. He preferred to have the puck as the Rams crossed the opposing team's blue line. Then he would simply study his reads and dish the puck to the open man. Easy. He was a very unselfish playmaker and very smart, Ross said about Stordahl. Ross was the shooter. The slap shot was a new technique, and Ross was one of the first Rams players to experiment with it, taking his stick back high above his head to a windmill windup. A stocky 5'11" and 195 pounds, Ross had the strength and coordination to parlay the shot into a fearsome, dangerous, and at times destructive weapon. Ross was goofing around with teammates one morning at Roseau's arena when he uncorked slap shots that shattered two windows of the warming area that looked down on the ice sheet. I let a couple of them go a little high over the chicken wire, Ross said. My dad got the bill for it. Luckily, windows weren't too expensive back then. I'll finish reading this story next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.